Okay, today is Wednesday, the 13th of January, 2021, at 3:47 p.m. This is part two of a field report, a multi-part field report. In part one, I talked about some things that were going on recently, as recent as today, about the impeachment of President Donald Trump, which would be the second time he was impeached, and why I think that I think they're unfounded or hypocritical at best. Now, granted, I'd have no knowledge of the content of the speech he made on a week ago today, or was it the day before, which today in the impeachment trial, the Democrats were insisting that were responsible for inciting people to rioting and insurrection a week ago and by breaking in. So I don't know the content of that speech. And so I can't say to whether yay or nay the Democrats have any merit as far as that goes. But let's say they do. Well, I hold the Democratic Party just as culpable as they are holding the president for their support of BLM / Antifa to this day. Right now, the city of Portland is, I believe, having nightly riots and damage, fires, whatnot, in the city. And the Democratic mayor has done nothing. The Democratic governor has done nothing. The president offered to send in federal troops earlier this year. They were declined. This also happened in Seattle. It happened in Minneapolis after the killing of a black man who was being held by police was shown on iPhone video. And after a couple days, people rose up and rioted because of that video, because black people believe they've been just flat out targeted by police and being killed. Now, I can't speak to the truth or verity of that either. That's just what I heard on the news and the reason and rationale why the rioting was occurring. But the Democratic Party, from what I saw and heard on news reports, as far as I'm concerned, aided and abetted the continuing Black Lives Matter / Antifa riots. And to me, that's also insurrection, if I understand the meaning of the word, and I may not. But at least they were violent riots and resulted in the deaths of innocent people. So we have guilt if there is truth to both sides' claims of the other, then we have guilt on both sides. And let's see what the scripture says. Let's see. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Okay, that's one scripture. There is none righteous, no, not one. That's another scripture. For our righteousness is as filthy rags. That's another scripture. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? That's another scripture. For by grace are you saved through faith, yet it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's another scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's another scripture. Come unto me, all who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's another scripture. So, what we have in this country, ever since, 62, or the early 60s, is a lack of God's word in the general population, and certainly a lack of God's word in the politicians. And between the two, well, this is what you get: hell on earth. Jesus came with his doctrine and his teaching to bring heaven on earth, but when his teaching and his doctrine is denied, you get hell on earth. In fact, is hell on earth is what exists anyway, and it is darkness. Jesus, the light, comes in with his doctrine and his teaching. That's like turning the light on a room. It dispels darkness, and hell just vanishes. When Jesus comes into a room, hell vanishes. But no Jesus, then all you get is hell. That's what this nation has received for its sins. And I'm talking about the sin of witchcraft, the sin of sexual perversion, sexual sin of perversion, and the sin of idolatry, those three sins. I'm not talking about slavery. That was dealt with at the Civil War and with the civil rights riots of the 1960s and the civil rights laws. That was all really taken care of already. So when this group called Black Lives Matter come in with their name, they're actually a witchcraft organization and an idolatry organization, and they fit all three because they practice witchcraft, they practice idolatry, and at least two of the three founders, if not all three, are lesbians. That's sexual sin of perversion. All three houses right there. And the Democratic Party has embraced that group as one of their own. There, that's all three houses. And you get, you know, the wages of sin is death. You get a big paycheck. And rioting and killing. And the people on the far right, for whatever reason, think that violence is the right way to answer these people. And it's not. Actually, according to Scripture, forgiveness is, and the blood of the Lamb, and beseeching the Almighty God to do something about it, which he already has in the life of his son Jesus, on the cross, his resurrection, and his shed blood. So the solution to all this is Jesus. He is the solution. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to pray everything about him and everything of who he is, and I'm going to pray the life of Christ, the Son of the living God and the Lamb of God, into this nation, into this generation, into BLM, into Antifa, into the Republicans, into the Democrats. The life of the Son of God is going to come in because I'm going to pray that the Lord will bring it in. And there's another scripture. The kingdom suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. I'm taking this one by force through violence, not physical violence, spiritual violence. This is coming down. This is going to stop. This is coming to an end, all this crap, because God has given the resources that are omnipotent to do so. And so that's how it's going to go. And that's the end of this report. Thank you.